Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me once again is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning. And today we're going to talk about things that we should be thankful for.
Absolutely.
It's that time of year.
It's Thanksgiving weekend.
Absolutely. So I'll tell you a couple of things I'm thankful for.
Okay.
We finally had a break in the weather after a completely rainy
yes.
October. And you know, one of the things that, you know, obviously we've talked about this plenty of times on this program, one of the things that drives the economy in rural Minnesota is agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the farmers could not get in their fields for like 6 weeks.
Yep.
And it was pretty dire.
Looking kind of grim.
Yeah. So we had a nice break in the weather.
Mm-hmm.
I think
up for lost time.
Good share of the harvest got done. Still remarkably behind where we should be
mm-hmm.
for this time of the year. I think I just read recently that only 23% of the corn crop had been harvested. Now, this will be old information by the time this program airs, but not that old. Only a few days.
A few days, yeah.
So
it's fine. You're doing good.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, that is a little concerning because at some point, you know, you have the danger of, you know, just losing some yields. There's been a lot of expense in drying the corn and that sort of thing. And the soybean crop, on the other hand, has pretty much gotten done. So
yeah.
that's
yeah.
good. Don't know a whole lot about beets and don't know a whole lot about other crops around the state because I live in southern Minnesota. But you know, it was nice to just get that break from what was a really, really dreary and wet October.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's one thing I'm thankful for.
Well,
now it's your turn.
Well, my turn is that the economy appears to be improving now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not quite too apparent in Minnesota yet, but on a national basis now they're talking about housing sales are up. They're maybe going to revise the unemployment. Maybe it won't be quite as bad as they thought it was going to be. And sales for, you know, shopping, Christmas shopping and whatnot this year is still going to be down, but it's probably not going to be that panic driven that it was, you know, last year. And so it's, you know, it's probably not going to be that huge bounce back that everybody thinks we're supposed to have, but it looks like maybe we're turning a corner now and things are going to gradually start improving.
And, you know, I've mentioned before that, you know, sometimes I think the gradual sort of, you know, coming back out of this recession
mm-hmm.
we've been in is actually more sustainable than a very dramatic, you know, change because those typically make that pendulum swing very wide.
Yeah. And, you know, when you have the sharp up, there can always be the sharp down.
Exactly. That's kind of what I was driving at.
Yeah. And this way, at least, you know, you have that slow but steady economic development. Yeah, the jobs don't come back quite so quickly, but you have that probably more sustainable innovation and people moving into new businesses and developing new industries.
Well, there's lots more to be thankful for, but we've run out of time. I
yes.
want to thank you for being here today.
You're welcome.
Marnie Werner, along with Jim Gullickson here on Rural Minnesota Radio. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you next week.